Would you like to support Radio Labyrinth? It's very simple. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. For as little as $1 a month, you can help me keep money in my pocket, which means I can put gas in my shitty car, drive to the studio, and then edit the podcast. Again, patreon.com/TimAndrews. Thanks.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Have you ever been to American Wedding? Where's the vodka? Where's marinated herring? Where's the musicians that got the taste? Where's the supply that's gonna last 3 days? Where's the band that likes fanfare? Gonna keep it going 24 hours.
Just get some meth, all right?
She's not here.
Don't jerk me around, man. Where is she?
She got married.
What?
She at the church. She get married to Oily Bohunk.
Married?
Married.
Married?
Yeah, married.
Married?
Married. Jeez.
Father, you have made the bond of marriage a holy mystery. A symbol of Christ's love for his church. Hear our prayers for Bernard and Lydia. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Goat. Ghost.
I, Ross.
Take thee, Emily.
Take thee, Rachel.
How was the wedding? Was the bride radiant?
She was.
Well, she found out Elaine slept with the groom.
Well, that sounds juicy.
You are the worst wedding singer in the world, buddy.
Sir, one more outburst, I will strangle you with my microphone wire. You understand me? Now let's cut this stupid cake, because I know the fat guy's going to have a heart attack if we don't eat again soon.
I don't want to, you know, question your decision-making as a best man,
right.
But... as far as the bachelor party is concerned, please, no hookers.
All right.
May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Bravo!
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Yeah, let's get these balls out and let them be free.
Free balling.
Now I got to redo the fucking intro. I'm not redoing the intro.
I don't think. Just let's do the caucus scenes too. Fuck it. Let's just do the whole thing. Pretend like he's here.
No. All right. I'll be him.
Save it for
you. Be him.
Save it for when they come.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to do like a last minute type of. I want to do a last minute type of intro. By the way, we started. This is episode. What? This is episode 8. Of season 2. And there's a thing in the background that we're hearing. We don't know what the hell it is. And I'm not going to go messing with things because it's not my
problem. Just start pulling wires and pulling plugs until the sound goes away.
Ripping things out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go over to that room where all the controls are and just start pulling plugs.
Dingus.
You either a dingus or a hunk. So we had the show planned tonight. We were going to have Billy, it's Atchison, right?
Yeah.
Billy Atchison and his wife on. What's her name?
Chastity,
okay. We're going to have them on to talk about the new brick-and-mortar location. They are the founders of Banjo Cold Brew, which we had them on last year. It was one of our most popular shows. And by the way, that coffee was fantastic.
It's the greatest coffee in the world.
Absolutely some of the best coffee we've ever sampled.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
truly.
I have to microwave it because cold brew coffee to me doesn't taste very good.
Yeah, I mean, that's
you.
No,
it tastes
you.
Good. You just don't like cold brew.
Right, it tastes great. I just don't like the cold or whatever you want to call it. So... we were looking forward to that, and I didn't really do much preparation for the show, so we're going to wing it, and I hope you don't fucking mind.
We did a ton of preparation for the cold brew.
Yeah, we did, actually.
Yeah.
Especially Steph.
Yeah,
she's been all weekend, like, chained to her desk.
Fuck like, you.
Yeah, we have a nickname for
research and stuff.
Yeah, we call her Preppy.
Only because, just because, you know, you guys just want to sit around with your dicks in your hands. I mean, like, I want to know what the hell we're doing.
I don't really sit around with my dick in my hand because it makes my hand look huge. Makes my hand look amazingly large. What, Jeff?
I do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
that's all I ever do, sit around with my dick in my hand.
Yeah, he's sitting here with my prick in my hand. That's right. Stephanie's got a lovely purple thing going.
Oh, it's my outcast.
What's the
purple, pink.
Well, you got a purple shirt on. What's the, it's not pink quite. It's kind of, what do you call in between pink and purple?
Puce.
Magenta.
Puce.
Puce.
Magenta's more of a brighter red, I think.
It's a, like a hot pink.
Puce?
Puce. Yeah, look it up. Puce.
I can't look it up.
You're a puce.
P-P-U-S-E.
Boy pussy?
No, it's not Ira. It's not the color of Ira.
Isn't that what your vanity plate says?
Puss?
P-P-U-S-E.
Just trying to be nice with your shirt.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, well, I just want to say congratulations.
For what?
I don't know. Something happened.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You did something, I heard.
I did?
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I went to Savannah.
And?
We went out to eat at this place called the Pink House.
Because?
They have really good food.
And it was after?
You love pink houses.
It was after we went to Ruth Chris and had a couple glasses of champagne and some hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. All right. Well, before we... So you went to Ruth Chris?
Yes.
Though. All right. Well, that's
we went there first.
But why?
Because earlier in the day, we had driven all afternoon. Left around 11:30, Caitlin and I. Caitlin is my cohabitating partner. And
you mean you're... Oh, sorry.
What?
No, carry on with your story.
Yes, yeah, my cohabitating partner and I decided to get in the car, her car, and drive all the way to Savannah to eat hors d'oeuvres at Ruth Chris and have dinner at the Pink House. And then we got up at 4 in the morning and left. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but we also got married.
Yay! Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. See, I can't stop twisting the ring.
Let's see.
Here it is, see?
Oh, nice. Yeah. Is that platinum?
No, it's white gold.
White gold.
White gold.
Looks very strong, very masculine.
I wanted silver, but she thought that was too cheap, I think. No, she didn't. She didn't say a thing about
it. Did you pick out the ring?
I picked out mine.
She picked out hers?
Yeah, and hers and mine match.
Quit taking it off.
Well, I play with it constantly. I constantly, because I'm not used to wear, I never wear jewelry. I never worn jewelry.
Yeah.
I think I had a ring maybe in 1997 because I wanted to look cool. Like, I put it on the, you know, hey, I got a ring. But, you know, I mean, who wears rings? A lot of people do. I'm not
married people.
Huh? Married people wear rings.
So yeah.
Hers has some diamonds in it.
Well, it should.
Right.
It's supposed to.
Right. So, yeah, we got married. We planned it, about a month ago because the Davenport Museum, which is in downtown Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real old building. And they were doing these things for Valentine's Day. It's usually quite expensive to get married there. But they were doing 15-minute weddings for $150. So we figured, well, we've always planned on eloping. We were just going to go, you know, downtown here in Atlanta and do it at the courthouse. Or do it over in Decatur where there's a story about that. If you want to hear this.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So...
You little scamps. You kept this a secret for a whole month?
Kept it a secret for the most part. I mean, we each told Jeff knew. Our friend Stu knew. A couple other people knew about it. My parents, of course, knew. My brother and sister-in-law, they knew about it. So, yeah, we planned it out. And, you know, if you know me at all, and I think both of you know me, that when
I've never met you before.
when I say we planned it, that means that Caitlin did all the planning.
Well, of course.
Because she's really good at it. I suck at planning things. Some things that I'm not good at. Planning things. Driving. that's pretty much it.
Taking care of a car.
I kind of put that under the rubric of driving. Me and cars just don't really. I like to hit them with things when I get angry. So we planned it out, and we went to get our. You know, in Georgia, you can get your marriage license in any county, and then get married in another county. You don't need to do blood tests, anything like that. So
is odd in Georgia. You would think that they would have to do them here. Because it seems like there'd be a lot of brother-sister stuff happening.
Well, here's the thing. We went to DeKalb County Courthouse first. Excuse me. You know, the pollen, man, is fucking horrible today.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it's kicking it up.
I can taste it. Like a million trees just came in my mouth. So, I got to remember that. So we go to the courthouse in Decatur, And we wait, you know, you don't really have to wait in line. The only trouble you have going into a courthouse today is getting through the security because they're so strict. But I guess, you know, there's a reason for that. So anyway, we go in. And the first thing that struck me is that getting a marriage license is in the same room as getting a gun license.
Oh, well.
So you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. In case the marriage doesn't work, you have your gun license and you can take care of it the old-fashioned way. I don't know if it's a callback to the old West or the days when you could just, you know, Henry VIII, your wife.
Or whatever, it was the shotgun wedding, you know.
Or the shotgun wedding, yeah, but you don't need a license for a shotgun. You need a license for
a
handgun.
Oh, true. I didn't think about that, yeah.
So we go up to the counter. We have our form filled out. And we did wait in line that day over in Decatur because in DeKalb County courthouse, there were more people in line. In fact, we just saw a lesbian couple get married.
Aww.
And right there on the steps, and they were celebrating. So I think that's pretty cool that you can just go in there, get married, walk out, celebrate on the steps.
Yeah.
It was pretty hot too because they were completely no. They weren't.
Were they lipsticks? They were lipsticks.
No. Oh, okay. They're normal, not fake porn Hollywood. Hey, I'm a lesbian. No, they were real people.
They were real. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
So, the first question they ask you is, "Are either of you related to each other?" Now, I guess both of us. One, you can't be related to somebody and then have them not be related to you. So it was a stupid question. But the gist of it was, "Are you related? Are you?" And I said, "Well, not anymore." And the lady didn't cater to that. She just looked at me, and I said, "Well, I just thought it was a silly question." And she was pretty no-nonsense. She said, "Well, we got to ask. We got to ask, okay, now you fill out this form, and let me look at this, and let me see your driver's license, and da-da-da-da-da, and let me see your divorce. Either of you been married before?" Caitlin had, so she had her divorce paper. All the paperwork. I mean, she's buttoned up. I'm not kidding. You know, making me get buttoned up. She hands the form over, and the lady takes the form, and she goes, "I'll be right back." She's like 70, and she shuffles into another room, and I can see her there looking at it. She's looking at it and studying the sheet and looking at it, and she comes back, and she goes, "The judge didn't put the year here, just the date, and I can't let you get a marriage license unless we know the date." Meanwhile, in this folder were 17 other sheets of paper saying the exact same thing.
Oh, wow.
But this was the judge's seal. Didn't write the date on it. I mean, he didn't put the year, which would have been 2015.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, you know, not freaking out because we had time to kill. So a week later, we go to Fulton County. We go downtown to Pryor Street, go to Fulton County, and it's super fast and lightning quick. And the lady's really young and really nice, and she didn't ask any stupid questions. She didn't ask if we were related.
She asked you too?
Well, yeah, you have to.
Wow.
Which is screwy to me. I don't know. So
I mean, why do people just not? I mean, what if you want to? I mean, so what? Your brothers, your sisters, you're in love? Let them. I mean, why?
I've been fucking my sister since I was 12. We have three kids, and we just want to legitimize our wedding. I don't understand why we can't get married.
All three of them is connected like Siamese twins.
They are, but it's just a hose. And it's weird because they was born like 3 years apart. She had to walk around with a tube in her vagina. Well, one kid was dragging her behind. And I know that this one don't got no eyes, but he can see through his hearing. He's like a mutant.
He's the mentalist.
He's like a dolphin.
He is like a dolphin. He's got a hole in his head and everything. You know what happened is his fontanelle never sealed.
Oh no, not his little baby fontanelle.
Nope, it dips in. It dips in. It's crazy.
Like a soup ball.
It does. Like I said, how do you know? In fact, when I ain't a lot of dishes when the dishes are in the sink, I say, "Hey, Lamar, come over here." And he sits in front of me I'm on the couch, and he sits in front of me, and I fill his head with chips and nuts. And his brother's got a festering sore on the top of his head, so I just use that for dip. Is that too much?
Too far.
Too great. Yeah, I know.
So, so we got the marriage license, and off we were the very next day. She finished working, came home, snatched me up.
It's a bitch.
Getting this Jeep, motherfucker. And off we went to Savannah, and we got there. This hotel, the Riverside Inn, overlooking the Savannah River. It's amazing.
That's beautiful.
And there were street performers. You could hear them all night long singing Journey songs.
I love Savannah.
From the street. And but that's, you know, skipping ahead. And so we got there and we got ready. And somebody had sent us over a bottle of champagne. So we got into that champagne, hit it up. And we were both feeling pretty good. We get ready with about 15 minutes to get to this place, and it's like two blocks away, but I mean, it was a hike if you wanted to walk. She was in high heels and a wedding dress. We're carrying everything, and I said, well, I'll call a Lyft. So I tried calling a Lyft, and well, the Lyft is 20 miles away or 15 miles away.
Just take the duck.
What duck?
Or, you know, like the little trolley express thing.
Well, we were in no condition to be looking for things. So I said, well, let's just walk. So we're starting to walk, and Caitlin goes up to this car and knocks on the window. And, you know, she's brass. She's going to do this. It's brassy, brash, whatever. She says, listen, we're running late to our wedding. I'll give you $10 if you drive us over there. And the lady's looking at her like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm looking at Caitlin going, don't, because I don't ask these things. I don't talk to people. I would never ask anybody I don't know for a favor. You know, I mean, hey, can I bum a smoke? Not, hey, will you drive me to my wedding?
Right.
But she has more balls than I do.
She's from Boston.
She's from Boston, right. You know, hey, this is very important. Please, I'll pay you. And the ladies, there are two ladies in the car, and it turns out that they were married. And
to each other?
Yeah. One was in the Army visiting from Fort Stewart. The other one was living in Chicago. I imagine the other one lives in Chicago, too, but she's, you know, at Fort Stewart doing Army stuff. And well, she's in the Army. I don't know what, I didn't ask her rank. I just assume Army stuff would work.
Mm-hmm.
Peeling potatoes and cleaning latrines and stuff.
Well, I don't know if she had KP duty.
Yeah.
But it was lesbian
I
Army
had
stuff.
KP duty. What?
Lesbian Army stuff.
I don't know if it, look, it was just Army stuff.
Tim's on lifetime KP duty from now on.
Yep. So, yeah. So we get in their car. They're real sweet, and turns out they were together just to celebrate Valentine's Day. And when they found out what we were doing, and they were really nice, and they gave us a ride. So we jump out in front of the Davenport house. We finally get there. Caitlin left her purse in the car, so they're driving off. Lady, come back! Caitlin runs back, gets her purse, gets the bouquet. Get into this place. Now I had assumed, and so did Caitlin, that there'd be couples galore here waiting to get married. We were the last ones. And we show up, there's no other couples there, but there are cameras, and there are reporters, and there are people holding 35mm cameras, so their media was there. And we got interviewed by the ABC affiliate and the NBC affiliate, I think. Fox affiliate wasn't theirs, but we were interviewed by two channels, and also interviewed for the paper.
I know this had to be like a thing, considering that you guys are both news people.
Well, she knew one of the cameramen, because she used to work at WSAV in Savannah.
Oh, okay.
And her really good friend, who was a marketing manager for Ruth Chris, also used to work at WSAV. And her friend was sort of her matron, or not matron, sort of her maid of honor, because she did an awful lot. She's the one, we didn't have our rings yet, so she made rings out of string for us.
Aww.
That we exchanged. The judge, the super old, not old, but super nice older guy, I think he's probably retired, but he does these kind of things. He was really cool, and he's like, I never seen anything like this before. I mean, he was real old Southern, like that Savannah laid back in the light.
Four quarters for a dollar.
Yes. And
midnight in the garden.
This kudzu that is surely strangling on Dixie.
Yes. And he did the vows. He did the sermon or whatever, you know, the union of husband and wife is intended by God for their mutual joy, which I know from the Broadway version of The Who, Tommy. The union of husband and wife. Blah, 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 blah. And it was really nice. And we were both nervous. I stood there like a rock. She was emotional. And it was a sweet sermon that the guy gave. In fact, he teared up, this judge.
Aww.
And I took a selfie with the two of us and him in it and emailed it to him. And he said, thank you. That was very nice. And then after he read the, you know, we were done, he goes, you know, I'm not supposed to mention God. He goes, but I did in that, so I hope you two aren't mad. And we're both, no, we're not mad at all. Why would we be mad? But I get why you're not supposed to, because it's government.
Oh, wow.
If you mention God, the world will melt. He just wiped his ass with the Constitution.
I'm going to write a nasty letter and see if I can get my money back.
What money?
The money I spent for the ticket to your wedding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then we went out and had meals, food. I feel like I've been eating for a week. I feel like I'm stuffed because my parents took us out to dinner Saturday night. We went to the Marietta Diner and I ate like a hag. A hag.
Oh, Marietta Diner.
Get that giant loaf of bread. Every menu has Guy Fieri on it because he loves that place so much. He's been there twice. And the food I got there was off the chain.
So are you getting used to like,
literally, it was dog meat.
Oh, ew.
What? No.
Ew.
No, it wasn't dog meat.
So you're getting used to wearing, but you're getting used to wearing the ring, right?
Yeah, at first I was, because, you know, I work at Mary Todd and I have to shampoo people. So at first I was taking it off and putting it on the counter, but then I know me, and I know that if I take it off and leave it on the counter, I'm going to go sit down and forget about it.
Yeah.
And so I've been leaving it on, but I don't, I guess it's not going to get right. It's just, yeah, I leave it on.
Yeah, you know, like when I got married, my husband said, you know, I'm probably not going to wear my ring because my uncle, he had his finger torn off one time when he was fishing because he went to start the motor and it got caught around the ring and it tore his finger off. And I said, well, you don't have a fishing boat, so you're going to wear your fucking ring. And so, yeah, he's worn it ever since.
Get that ring on, Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been thinking about it, though. It's like, I'm asking guys, like, when do you take it off? Saturday when we went out to dinner with my parents, I asked my dad, I said, well, because he has this big,
oh, hey, you don't ever take it off. No.
No, he's on his wedding, on his ring finger, he has a giant, I'm going to say it's either silver or pewter, I don't know. And there's a like big giant blue turquoise in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm assuming that's not his wedding ring. I said, Dad, where's your wedding ring? And Lynn, my stepmother, goes, he lost it.
What's he wearing, his class ring?
No, it's not a class ring. It's something he bought out west. But he said, well, I did not lose it. It's in the house. It's in my jewelry box. And then I look at her and I said, where's yours? She goes, well, I don't wear mine either. And this year is their 40th wedding anniversary.
Oh, well, then fuck it. I mean, who cares at that point, really?
Yeah, yeah. So I just wish my mom were alive to see me finally get married.
Aww.
She knows.
How does she know?
She's looking down from heaven.
Oh, sure she is. Who's looking down? What if heaven's like right next door to you?
Then she's looking over from heaven.
She can't see. It's too far.
No, she's looking down.
All right.
Well, now you're, you know, February 14th, 2017, the last day Tim got a blowjob.
Been keeping track, have you?
Yeah, well, we just all get together. You know, we all agree.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
That's the last time we do it.
Oh, God, I never have to do that shit again. Well.
It's just unspoken. It's an unspoken rule amongst us women.
Might be the last time I get one, but it won't be the last time I give one. What if you're gay? If you're two gay guys and you don't get blowjobs anymore, that's going to be a boring relationship.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it works. I don't think it's the same.
But what, imagine if it did.
I don't know. I don't know if we have any gay listeners, but I sure would like to hear how that works out.
I'm sure they'll like us reducing them to stereotypes. As well. So then we got up the next morning very early, 4 o'clock, and we were leaving around 4:45. And
what'd you do for those 45 minutes?
I drank coffee.
You had your honeymoon?
I drank coffee, and then I went downstairs. And as we were getting ready to leave, there was a homeless guy walking down the street screaming, fuck you! Fuck you! I hate you! I fucking hate you! And we thought he wasn't talking to anybody, but there was some guy who had thrown him out of a building, and the guy's laughing at him, going, "Well, yeah, we're just gonna have to deal with that." So,
what did he look like? That guy that tried to rob Pete Holmes and Artie last night on
I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, you haven't watched it?
No,
yet?
But I can't wait to watch.
It's pretty good. Watch it. This is pretty good.
Artie Lang's the best part.
Did what's the other show? Pretty Little Liars or something like that?
Big Little Lies. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
All right, yeah. I got both of those on the DVR.
Yeah, but I did watch Crashing this morning.
Yeah, you got to watch Crashing.
All right, I'll watch Crashing tonight.
Artie's hilarious.
Is it Artie going to stay on the show?
I don't know.
Because the premise is he's going from couch to couch, right?
Yeah.
Right. We'll talk. Could we talk about...
I saw Henry Zebrowski on a promo, too, for the...
For what?
For that show.
For Crashing, yeah.
He mentioned that when he was on our show.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that next week. There'll be two episodes under our belt.
Yeah.
And plus, we have a guest next week if he doesn't cancel.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll show up.
Who's our guest next week?
Chris Casper Kelly from Too Many Cooks.
All right. Awesome. And what else? He's also from Your Pretty Face, right?
Yeah, Your Pretty Face Going to Hell.
So that's the long and short story of the wedding. We're going to take our honeymoon in Puerto Rico.
Oh, nice.
Sometime later this year. We don't have it all
locked
in yet.
Well, that's awesome, man.
You're going to take the love boat down there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and Bernie Kopel. Isaac. Out of sight. Out of sight. The only black guy in the show, they made him the bartender.
Oh, you know, it was the 70s.
He ain't have no other skills.
He was the only cool one, really.
That's true. Bernie Kopel was the doc. He was always getting some puss.
Oh, well, yeah, he was.
I don't know why. He was old. He wasn't that good looking.
It was he was tall, though.
But he was a doctor.
And commanding, yeah.
You think when he was banging chicks, they were like, oh, my God, it's Leader of Chaos.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't get that reference.
He was leader of Chaos on Get Smart.
Right.
Bernie Koppel, whatever. He's still alive.
Is he really?
I think so.
Jesus, God.
So, gosh. I said, we didn't really prepare anything because I thought we were going to be talking about fucking coffee. Aren't you glad
about coffee today on the Eric show.
I know we did. I talked about it a lot. And then I teased tonight we're going to be talking about coffee on the podcast.
Eric was mad he wasn't invited to talk about coffee.
Really. He's just saying that.
I know.
He doesn't care. I mean, he would come on the show.
Why don't you have him on the show?
We should have him on.
Yeah. What do you want to talk to him about?
Anything.
I mean, I wasn't on here whenever you guys had him on here before.
You weren't?
No.
Oh.
Remember, that was like you guys had it was a cathartic just sesh.
Yeah.
You were just airing your grievances, and it was like you were getting all the mm-hmm. old reg guys out and just, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was before my time.
Gosh, that was so long ago.
Yeah.
So long ago.
It was a good episode, though.
Well, you know. I'd love to have him come back on. We can talk about the 70s TV shows.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Light and fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And 70s music, too.
70. Actually, that's what I want. But the thing is, when you talk about music, you can't play it. You get in trouble if you put music in your podcast.
Can you sing it?
I guess. I don't think what is it? That technology that notices, the algorithms that notice what you're talking about, they wouldn't be able to pick it up if I'm singing it.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all know enough Ambrosia and whatnot to get us through.
Yeah.
I mean.
Or Leo Sayre.
Seals and Croft.
Sailing. That's Christopher Cross. That's 80s. I think. Yeah. Must be 80s.
Yeah. Early 80s. Like 81. And, yeah. But, yeah, I'm all about some Ambrosia.
Mm.
Well, we could still talk about coffee.
Okay, well, you got McDonald's coffee.
Your coffee smells delicious, by the way.
My coffee is delicious. I stop at McDonald's on the way here all the time, and I always get a large coffee with a shot of espresso, two sugars, and two creams.
Okay. How is McDonald's coffee? It used to suck.
It's awesome.
Okay.
I love it. It's not as stout as Starbucks, but...
Half chocolate, half shamrock shake they got going on now.
What?
You get a half chocolate, half shamrock shake.
Is that any good?
Yeah, it's really good.
How many of those new Great Macs have you had?
I had one and I did not like it.
You didn't like it at all?
No. Nope.
I've had three.
Really?
I love it.
Really?
Yeah, it's way too much Big Mac.
It's too much Big Mac. That's what my point exactly. A regular Big Mac turns out to be the perfect amount of Big Mac.
Yes, it does. But then you get the double Big Mac or the Great Mac, and it is humongous.
I'm off of fast food. Like Wendy's, Arby's, that's it. That's all I'll eat.
I don't like Arby's.
Really?
No. Don't
they
like
made
Arby.
Fun of Arby's on The Simpsons again.
Again?
Yeah.
What was it this time?
I forget what it was, but it's
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They always make fun of Arby's.
Really?
Yeah, they have for years. There's the one where they're on an island and they were doing, what's the island book where the kids go wild? What's that?
Lord of the Flies.
They're doing Lord of the Flies and one of the kids goes, I'm so hungry I could eat at Arby's. That was in the mid-90s, too.
I would never eat real roast beef ever because I don't like that sheen
I know what you're talking about.
It's so disgusting. Whatever. I don't know what Arby's roast beef is. I know it's not really roast beef.
It's the meat.
I don't know what it is, but I like it.
Who's doing that voice?
Isn't it?
Sounds like.
It's not James Earl Jones.
No, it's not him.
Pulp Fiction.
It's.
That's who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Ving Rhames?
Yes.
Yes.
Ving Rhames. It is Ving Rhames. We've got the meat. Speaking of Ving Rhames, I watched Pulp Fiction again over the weekend.
Can you not just watch it like all the time?
Whenever it's on, I can. Yeah.
It just catches you mm-hmm. every single time. Great coffee scene.
Oh yeah, good coffee scene.
Such two, three,
beverage.
Few good coffee scenes.
Honey bunny.
Yeah.
Honey bunny. I know what it is. Wait, what does he say? He goes, I know my. Cut it out, Julie. Knock it off, Julie. I know how good my coffee is. I fucking bought it. My wife buys shit coffee. That's why I buy the gourmet shit. But that's not the question. I want to talk about the... And then we're not going to go
anywhere. I also love the coffee scene in Reservoir Dogs. At the beginning, when they're arguing over the
quit
tip.
Quit wasting all your coffee talk.
Huh?
Quit wasting all your coffee talk.
I don't have anything else prepared. Sorry, audience.
Yeah, really. This is what happens.
God dang it.
Prepared.
Bailing on us.
We could talk about The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
I have questions.
Well, I thought last night's episode was excellent.
Yeah, it was
pretty
all right.
good.
Yeah,
for them.
I'm getting sick of this king.
Oh, yeah.
Ezekiel.
I mean, it's a little over the top. Because
you know it's bullshit. That's what's funny about it.
Yeah. I mean, I laugh a lot.
Yeah.
It's funny, too.
That hair, man.
Yeah.
Gets on my nerves.
Well, the trash people.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my question. Who the fuck are they?
I don't know.
So all the living hoarders got together and formed a community. Did they make all of those piles of trash?
I don't know.
Well, listen, I felt like there was a lot of Resident Evil tinges to last night's episode because, one, the girl, let's call her Landfilla Jovovich.
Yeah, okay.
Because she looked a lot like her. Nah. And the zombie that he fell into the pit with, a lot of muscle tone. A lot of muscle tone, almost kind of like a mutant zombie,
mm-hmm.
like from a Resident Evil movie.
You mean Spike?
Yeah.
Spiky? He had knives and shit coming out of him.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he was very sinewy. Like, he was very muscular.
Was he?
Yeah, you didn't notice that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
He was a buff zombie.
Why did they throw him in the pit, first of all?
Because she wanted to see what he was all about.
All right, let's back up.
Check his moxie.
Let's back up to last week's episode. Gabriel is doing the night watch, and then he loses his shit and goes and gets all the food. All right. Why did he do that?
They made him.
Yeah, they made him.
Where did you see them?
We never saw that part. That was off screen.
You didn't see another person until he was in the car driving away with all the shit.
And there was
then the person sat up in the car. And then
okay.
Mm-hmm. Saw them.
So they must have come up to the gate or something and threatened him. I don't know what.
I believe that's, you know, it's all like implied
all right.
that he had to do it.
So in this episode, they find him. Well, actually, they found him last week, but they, you know, blah, 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 blah. They get surrounded by these nut jobs, these right. who, to me, act like zombies. Are they in the comic book?
No.
They're not in the comic
no.
book. Are they going to use these people instead of the Whisperers?
I don't know. Maybe. It's possible.
It just frustrates me.
Well, I think that, I mean, isn't that what he's trying to do, though? That's why he was smiling, is because he was like, oh, hell yeah, got some more people that we could turn and we can use them. That's
right.
That's what he basically told Gabriel. That's mm-hmm. why he was happy. Because Gabriel asked him, why were you smiling?
Yeah.
And he told him.
Got new people.
Got some more people we could turn. And then Daryl and the Carol.
Yeah.
And then he didn't tell her because he didn't want her to feel bad.
He should have told her. Maybe that would have made her angry.
Well, he knew that's what he would do.
Right.
But he didn't want her to die, I guess. That was part of it.
Cause you can stay here.
Yeah, but she's going to find out.
Of course.
And then she is going to mount up and get her killing boots back on.
Yeah.
Which is what we all want to see. What do you think is going to turn Morgan, though? You think they'll kill that kid with the BMX outfit on?
I don't know. They stole his stick.
Yeah, they took his stick. That's
took his stick.
Who gave him the stick? The old
that
bald guy, the old white guy out in the woods who taught him how to fight?
Yeah.
All right.
That dude from The Founder?
That, to me, makes me think that was, like, the first peg. Taking that stick from him was the first, like, step in maybe him getting away from this whole pacifism shit. Like, if he doesn't have that stick.
Somebody, so.
I broke my vow, Rick. I had to kill him, man. I broke my vow, Rick. He came after me.
But I like the confrontations between Negan's gang and the Ezekiel's.
Yeah, they all act like Negan. Why do they act like Negan? It drives me crazy.
Have you noticed
that?
Yeah.
Whenever they show up, like that guy with the mustache who was on some other show we were watching.
Oh, yeah, the handlebar mustache guy. What was, didn't he used to be on Deadwood or something?
No, he was on something else, though, we all watched recently.
I feel like he was in a Western or something.
Oh, he was. He was in Westworld.
That's what it was.
He was one of the...
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I want that guy to get killed. He's a douchebag.
He is. They at least present you with enough characters that you can get excited about watching die. So there's that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I liked last night's episode. I feel like this half of the season, I'm much more on board because last half season, I hated it. I was getting real, real sick of it. So,
well, I want to know how long it'll be before they confront Negan. Hopefully 2-3 episodes.
Yeah, I mean, he's back next episode.
Right.
They showed in the preview, so.
Walking around with Lucille.
Somebody's going to get their wig split.
Yeah.
So. You know it's coming.
Did you see the Smokey and the Bandit truck?
Yeah, I did see that.
That was pretty cool.
That was the Smokey and the Bandit truck, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was.
I wonder if that's the original.
Yeah, I don't know. It might still be here somewhere.
Like in a junkyard?
Yeah.
You noticed that, right?
Mm-mm.
The painting on the side of the truck resembled the Smokey and the Bandit.
It was the
painting. How do you know?
I posted a thing on my Facebook. It's like a picture of the original and the Walking Dead one.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You remember the original, the truck that the snowman drove?
The snowman drove that truck that had the
rodeo scene on the back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be the bandit.
Oh, yeah. No, I did not realize that was from there.
Jerry Reed. Oh, Jerry Reed.
The man.
That's right. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
I saw the Huffington Post. They had this thing on there about how people have always talked about how so many of the women walkers on Walking Dead always have dresses on, maxi dresses on. And they always say about, well, what happened? Were all these women, why none of them had pants on whenever the fucking apocalypse hit? And they were saying last night they felt like that was a nod to the viewers whenever at the beginning when that the one lady said, oh, she's got my sister's dress on.
Yeah.
And then she was like, don't think about it.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a wink to the audience, like, don't think about it.
Don't think about it.
So what? They all have maxi dresses on.
Was that the chick from one of the Ironborn from Game of Thrones?
It could have been.
It looked like that guy's sister, you know, the guy who had his dick chopped off.
It wasn't her, but she has an Ironborn-y look to her, for sure.
You sure it wasn't that actress?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
All right.
I feel like they would have made a big deal out of that.
Yeah.
So what else happened over the weekend? What else did I watch? Let's see. Really nothing. I enjoyed The Walking Dead a lot. I finished watching The Young Pope, which neither of you like.
Nah.
It's pretty damn good.
I can't say, I'm a liar. I can't say that I don't like it because I've never watched it at all.
Does he get to be the old Pope at the end?
No. He dies.
He stays young and dies young.
Well, you don't know if he died. The guy who did the whole thing is writing a season two, but yeah, it hasn't been picked up. It was real cheap for HBO to do that show.
Oh, really?
Because they didn't have to produce it. Sky produced it, and they picked it up for like a song. And the ratings were not humongous, but they were good enough to where if it's made, they'll pick up a season two.
So if they do a season two, you're going to watch it, I take it.
Yeah, I liked it. I don't know. I mean, it was slow moving, but I noticed the other things in it that I liked, so I continued to watch it.
Have you guys listened to Weird Al's new song?
No.
The Pac-Man song?
Didn't know he had a song.
Yeah, they released his Pac-Man song from like 30-some years ago.
He did a Pac-Man song. Why didn't he release it? Because Pac-Man Fever beat him to the punch?
I'm not really sure. I would have assumed that the two of you would have known about this.
Hell no, I didn't know about it.
Oh my God, I scooped you on Weird Al. I can't believe this.
I don't follow Weird Al like I used to.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I thought you guys were like, Anyway, he's got a fucking song out.
About Pac-Man.
It's about Pac-Man. It's old. It's from like 30 some years ago.
Waka, waka, waka.
I think it's called Pac-Man.
So it's not a parody song of something else.
No, I think it's just Jeff. Are you looking it up? Jeff will find out about it.
Pac-Man.
See,
Beatles parody.
It is a Beatles parody.
Yeah,
cause he's Pac-Man. Yeah, cause he's Pac-Man.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
It's got to be. See if you can find it and you can put it in the speaker. Cause it's a Pac-Man. Waka 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 yeah.
And I don't know why they.
My volume turned up here.
I don't know why they.
I gotta watch a bunch of ads to watch it.
What? It is Pac. It is the Taxman parody. See?
Yep.
All right, I gotta find that. I'll download that.
It's in a new box set. It says.
I
wonder if it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome. See, when I thought like we were doing news, like I started to do news, and so like I found some shit, you know, like I don't know why they're screen testing What's-Her-Face from Scandal to be Domino in the Deadpool 2.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Who,
though? Kerry Washington.
Quiver lips?
Mm-hmm.
Are you watching that show, Scandal?
No.
I've never watched it. Get the God out of that whole TGIT thing.
Thank God it's Thursday. Why do they have to get the God out of it?
Because then it'd be a lot better.
I don't get it.
TGIT, take the God out.
Oh, tit.
Yeah.
I don't. Stupid.
Well, he wasn't making a profound anti-religious statement. So I started watching this show because there's three shows on Thursday nights that are, you know, nothing but estrogen.
Shonda Rhimes Thursday.
She does all the shows?
Yeah, they're all hers.
All right. Well,
freaking billionaire.
You got that awful hospital show.
Grey's Anatomy, that's a Shonda.
Which sucks. It's completely for, if you, it's not for men.
Never seen it.
It is terrible. It is a terrible, 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 terrible.
Yeah, I was an ER guy. I couldn't ever get into Grey's Anatomy.
ER was a good show,
yeah.
Even at the end.
I don't like hospital procedurals.
Well, this show is more about...
What? No St. Elsewhere?
St. Elsewhere is a great show.
I told you about St. Elsewhere. We've been down this road.
This show, Grey's Anatomy, is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
All everybody does is weep and cry, and then you get Puckerface, the star.
Ellen Pompeo?
Yeah. Anyway, so fuck that. Then the other show, Scandal. Pretty interesting show. Completely unbelievable.
Sure.
Okay, the vice president-elect allegedly had his gay lover kill the president-elect so he could become president. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the vice president is married to a man, and they have an 8-year-old adopted daughter. You couldn't get more politically correct than this show if you tried. Now, the daughter's African-American, and there's little things. If you pay attention while watching this show, you'll notice little things. His husband, the vice president-elect's husband, comes home to the vice president-elect's home, and he from grocery shopping, and the bag that he used.
Paper?
No, reusable.
Oh, of course. What am I saying?
Yeah, reusable bag. And so everything is just, it's ABC, so you know for sure that everything is carefully done to be, you know, because Disney is you know, super politically correct. So anyway, I don't care about it. It's just something I noticed. But this show is rivals. Well, I don't know if it rivals anything. It's in and of itself an interesting show. Kerry Washington's pretty cool. I can't believe that I'm saying all this, but
she's a great actress.
But I actually enjoy it.
I like her.
Then you get to How to Get Away with Murder. That show is insane.
Love Alfre Woodard.
But it's insane. Alfre
sure.
Woodard, is she on that show?
She's the lead. Isn't
no,
she the
no,
lead?
No,
Viola Davis.
Yeah, you're confusing older black ladies.
Shut up. Don't do me like that. Don't you do me like that.
Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. I mean,
don't
there's,
put me
there's
in
more
that
than
box.
One older African-American actress out there.
Don't, Tim. Don't do me like that. I know.
Viola Davis, yes.
Don't Hidden Fences me. I know.
Hidden Figures.
Whatever.
Hidden Fences.
I want to see that.
Hidden I do,
figures,
too.
That's good, yeah.
I want to see Fences and Hidden Figures.
Some of it was filmed right near my
apartment. That's the only reason you want to see it?
No, I saw it already. It was very good.
That'll probably win all the Oscars.
I don't know. Stiff competition.
That
year.
Stupid La La Land shit's going to take everything.
I know. Because yeah. It's a recipe for everything. It's Hollywood filleting itself. And it's all
Casey Affleck.
They love musicals,
for,
man. They
and it's
love
white
them.
People.
Casey
oh
Affleck
God.
Should win for Manchester by the Sea, best actor.
But do you think so?
Probably.
I think so.
Yeah, but he beat that woman once, allegedly. So he shouldn't get a nomination.
That was just in a movie, wasn't it?
And a lot of people are boycotting the Oscars because Donald Trump is president. And, you know, we can't have that. That's terrible.
Why are they boycotting the Oscars? Because the ban's not. So the Iranian guy can come now.
I guess.
Because the ban's not in effect now.
I don't care. Don't care. I mean, I care. It was stupid. They shouldn't have done that. The Trump administration should have done a better job of writing that executive order. And they're writing a new one. I don't really know. I'll find out tomorrow when I'm doing a political talk show.
No good.
Oh, good.
Yes. Stop talking about pop culture stuff on Eric's show.
Why? We talk about everything on
no,
there.
Talk
about everything. We even talk about Milo Yiannopoulos, who has been completely destroyed by the mainstream media, and everybody thinks that he supports pedophilia.
What did you think of his segment with Bill Maher?
I thought he looked very nervous, because that's not usually Milo.
Yeah, he's usually very...
He's a little squirrely.
Yeah.
But I thought he was good. I thought he handled himself well. I didn't watch the after show where that Larry Whitmore, or Witless, whatever the fuck that loser's name is.
You don't like him?
No, he's like, his argument to Milo is, go fuck yourself. That's real brave. Way to get in there and fight for your point of view. But I don't like any of those Comedy Central guys that were just put in because they're politically correct. They all failed. Noah, what's his face, is failing.
No, he's
terrible.
Doing better now.
But Larry Wilmore, though, I mean, last year, what was it, the press thing that he did? He destroyed everyone at the press thing.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of that. Except for when Norm MacDonald did it.
When he roasted everybody?
Yeah, and then they never invited him back, of course.
I don't think they'll invite Larry back either.
Same with the ESPYs, Norm. So where's my point? Where was I going with that? Yeah, I did. And then Milo had a book deal with Simon & Schuster, and they dropped him today because in a video... He had said something about the fact that he was molested by a priest when he was 17 or younger, a little bit younger. It taught him how to be good at giving head.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So his way of dealing with it in a humorous way was spun that he's sympathizing with pedophilia. or pedophiles.
Jeez.
So Lena Dunham put rocks in her sister's pussy.
Ah!
Said it in her book, and she celebrated. But Milo Yiannopoulos, who's a right-winger, well, not really. Yeah, I don't know what he is. Alt-right, whatever the fuck.
I don't know how much celebrated she was for that. She got pretty demonized on Twitter.
She didn't lose her book deal.
She didn't lose her book deal, but
she didn't lose her TV show. She didn't lose her Twitter account.
I thought it was gross myself. I mean, I think there was a lot of people that thought it was pretty icky. I thought it was gross.
Well, most normal people think anything like that is icky.
I thought it was pretty nasty.
So
I put a bunch of rocks in my pussy after I read about it.
Did you?
Just to see what it would be like.
Yeah, how was it?
It was okay. Mm.
Did your cat like it?
Yeah.
But you know, Mar's taking a lot of shit for this.
Why?
My God. Because
he had him on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He has taken, I don't think he's ever taken this much shit over a guest, ever.
But it's dumb.
I think so,
it's
too.
Stupid. Both sides
are stupid.
I mean,
he's right. I think it's stupid because it's like, if he had everybody that he had on, if he agreed with everybody, I mean, what would be the point in having the show?
Well, people just don't like Milo because he's, there's a lot of reasons for people not to like him. If you're going with stereotypes, he's gay, he's flamboyant, he's good looking. He is a very good speaker. He can write, and for sometimes he's humorous. I agree with other people. Sometimes when people try to do right wing humor, it's really forced and unfunny.
Yeah,
because humor in nature to make me laugh has to be subversive.
I think he's just a trigger.
He's a
of the
troll.
Time.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
inflammatory,
right.
And people bite it. And who?
Right.
It's just whatever.
Anyway. Yeah, anyway, we're going down that rabbit hole. But, Mar wasn't mean to him. He did his thing. And at the end, he called him a fag. Because Bill Maher is not politically correct.
No.
But you can call a right-wing gay man a fag, I guess. But if you were to call a left-wing gay the F word, then they would get in trouble. The other F word, then I don't know.
No,
so
well, yeah, I mean,
geez,
I think he got in trouble for, I mean, who cares? Anyway, but.
Yeah, so I did actually have to watch Bill Maher that night.
Yeah,
I don't normally
mean,
watch him just because he's too smug.
Oh, I'm still mad about that Falcon shit. I'm still mad.
What Falcon shit?
Just whenever he gave his backhanded endorsement for the Falcons, he was such an asshole about it. He only said that the only reason why he pulled for him is because he was so against the Patriots because Brady was friends with
Trump.
Blah, blah, blah. But he's, you know, but that's the only reason why.
Hmm.
So, anyway.
All right. Why don't we take take five?
Okay.
And, I want to take four.
Okay, we'll take four.
Okay.
And we'll come back. I don't know. I can't read lips. What'd you say? Say it out loud. Did you say you got to take a shit?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, Stephanie's got to take a shit.
Gotta poop. Yep. So we'll take eight.
We'll take 10.
Might take me 16 or 17. I've been eating a lot of cheese. We'll see.
Well, you need to have a country fried steak like
Fontina
I had the other day.
And Gouda.
Mm. Yeah, let's take a break. We'll come back, talk about a little more shit, and maybe have a visit from the Redbox troll. I don't know.
Ooh.
That son of a bitch.
I'm the barber of Severn.
Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com. Find yourself an appointment and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
We're recording.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
Are we?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
You're supposed to...
Yeah, we're back!
There, she... Fuck. Oh, that was a long break. Oh, 3.5 hours.
I feel better.
It's the longest smoke break ever. Yeah.
You smoked like a carton of cigarettes.
Two cartons of cigarettes.
Some Pall Malls.
God. So thanks, guys, for listening this week. We will have Billy and his lovely wife on in the future to talk about Banjo Cold Brew. Do you happen to know the name of the restaurant off the top of your head?
And it's just called Banjo Cafe, I think.
Banjo Cafe, and it's in Avondale
Banjo
Estates.
Coffee. Yeah, it's right next door to Palookaville.
Right next door to Palookaville, if you know where that is. Palookaville is great.
Oh, God, the corn dog. Oh, my God.
Speaking of good food, we've been getting at the barbershop, Mary Todd Hairdressing on Carroll Street in Cabbage Town. We always get lunch for the shop on Saturdays. Sean treats everybody. Mm-hmm. We've been getting these Bell Street burritos.
Oh, God.
I used to go when it was on Halmo.
Oh, my God. That place is awesome.
They always get rated so high.
Yeah. Tasty shit, man.
It's a big-ass burrito.
I know. Well, even the they have two. They have a regular and they have the big one. The regular one is big enough.
Right. I mean, it's big enough, but, you know.
It's up there. I still
you
like...
You guys are burrito-sized queens.
I like Chipotle the best.
Yuck.
Really?
What do you mean, yuck? Have you ever eaten Chipotle?
I like Chipotle bowls.
Chipotle's the shit. You get the carnitas.
I like the chorizo.
Well, chorizo's too much for me. Too much for my stomach.
Grease.
It's tasty, but it's greasy.
Yeah.
But they're pretty good, you know. I don't like Moe's.
And
I
like Moe's is disgusting. And rat meat.
I've never been to Moe's.
Rat meat.
Yeah, it's not rat meat.
It's rat turds.
It is not rat turds.
It is.
It is just, they're just, the whole thing I don't get. The welcome to Moe's. And they're yelling at you when you're in there. Just, I just want my burrito.
Scraping
fucker.
The meat off the floor and then they throw it on the fire.
They're not doing
yeah,
that.
It's absolutely.
You can say they suck without trashing their meat.
This week's sponsor, Moe's.
Yeah. We haven't had sponsors in
a while.
Listen,
we get free lunch at my office all the time. You know, doctor's office, drug reps, blah, blah, blah. And when they bring in Moe's, they might as well just throw the shit in the fucking trash. Like, it's free and nobody wants it.
Hey, listen, if you're a business owner out there and you want us to not trash your product, we'll happily give you podcast time and even let you come on the show for an episode. But we're looking for sponsors.
Unless
you're Moe's. No, Moe's can sponsor.
Or Boston Market. How are you still open? How are you still open, Boston Market? You're disgusting.
Well, I'd like the half a chicken and the lima beans that have been sitting in the lima bean juice for 7 hours. And I'd like some corn and some cobbler. Boston, that's not bad.
Who the fuck is still eating at Boston Market?
I used to eat there once a week.
When?
When we lived
20 years ago?
We lived in Sandy Spring.
How many years ago?
I don't know.
10 years ago?
No, way more than that, dude.
That's what I'm saying to you.
We left Sandy Springs in 2001.
Yep.
So.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, back when they had those Carver sandwiches?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, it was rocking back then. But people still eat there, and it's disgusting.
Oh.
It's horrible.
There are some disgusting places.
That are still open.
That are still open, but I would not count Boston Market as one of them.
You need to swing on through there.
I don't need to do shit.
Paleo.
I don't need to do jack shit.
But yeah, other people, though. Other sponsors.
Yeah.
That have, like, good food.
If you have an independent restaurant and you listen to the show and you want to bring us food one night, our rates are very reasonable. We reach your target audience. And we're more than happy to give you that airtime that you need. Well, it's not really airtime, but you know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it could be airtime since it's coming from a satellite and it goes through the air. I don't know.
I want a Buttermilk Kitchen. Buttermilk Kitchen if you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
I want that chicken biscuit so bad.
That place.
We need to get that apple fritter place to sponsor us.
What apple fritter
the
place?
The sweet
place
apple
we're
donuts.
We're never going to get apple
fritter. We're going to get the apple fritter at some point. I don't go to the shelter as much lately because my old dog, Walter, needs me really bad, so I haven't been going as much. I've been trying to spend time with him because he doesn't have much time left.
All right.
He was a gladiator, Tim.
Another thing we want to do, make more T-shirts, but I've been kind of dropping the ball on that. Which one should we do, the Red Box Troll, or should we do the Radio Labyrinth one again with Ira?
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way, Ben Bowling did the artistry in both of them.
He sent me a real cleaned up version of it, too. It looks really good.
The
I
Red
really
Box
like
Troll?
That Red yeah. Box Troll.
A color or a black and white?
I'll have to color it.
Do you think it should be red or should it be green?
I don't know. You want to try a red one?
Yeah, you fuck around with it a little bit.
Yeah.
And let's do the red, but we got to put lettering on it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to have it saying something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we could get into some licensing trouble if we can't really like put red box on there, right?
His arm is covering up the word red box.
Right.
All you can see is the R and the X.
Yeah.
But I really want an RBT.
If you guys get into a T-shirt, I want some. What do I get out of it? Because you're using my likeness.
You get all the pencils. You
use. I need more than a pencil. I mean, a troll's got to eat.
I want to know.
I thought you just ate DVDs.
I licked the glue off of the package.
I swung by the Red Box this weeked. Scope out some Blu-rays.
Yeah, I was like. Using the bathroom, and I saw you walking away, and I was like, I recognize her.
How did you recognize me?
You're very good. I know that ass anywhere.
Oh, God.
I got the pencil out. Mm-hmm.
You were going to stab me with a pencil?
No, I was stabbing me with a pencil.
Well, there was.
If I could come, I would have tributed for you.
I I was waiting for you because it was like three new movies. I was trying to decide, and I didn't know what the hell they were about. The first one, that movie, The Accountant.
The Accountant. There's a movie with Ben Affleck called The Accountant. And in the movie, Ben Affleck plays an accountant. And he does people's taxes, and he works on estates, and he gets you into the right 401k or mutual fund that you're like, and then there's some mystery, and then he's also still an accountant.
I feel like there was more to it than that.
Then he loses his calculator, like, in the first act, and then he...
In the first act, the accountant loses his adding machine, yeah. And he has to go out and buy an abacus, and since it's been so long... Because, see, the power goes out, and if you're like, a lot of accountants nowadays can't do anything without computers. But this accountant was trained on an abacus, so he can do your taxes for you. And he doesn't e-file them because, like I said, the computer network's down, and it's all about who can do it the fastest and get your refund in the mail. Like the old days when it came in a check that would look like, it could have been food stamps, it could be your IRS refund. It's real pretty. And at one point, he runs out of paper for his adding machine, and he has to go to the woods and find a bunch of trees and fill them and then, you know, render all of them to pulp. And then from the wood pulp, he makes paper, and then he makes the printer stuff.
Doesn't he have like, Asperger's?
Yes, he's an accountant with Asperger's. He does your taxes. He asks inappropriate things about your wife's cleavage. And he also doesn't shower, and he doesn't brush his teeth. And while he's doing your taxes, he watches marathons of 70s sitcoms.
But isn't he also a spy?
The accountant. Yes, he spies on Russians because they're not good with counting rubles. The Accountant, starring Ben Affleck, available now at Redbox.
Well, what about The Girl on the Train?
Oh, that's a good movie. There's a girl, and she's on the train, and she's riding along in the train, and the train's chugging along, and they stop at stops and pick other people up, and the porter comes along. And since it's in black and white, you can only see the porter when he smiles.
That's horrible, Redbox.
That's what they used to do in the movies, in the black and white movies. The train porter was always a black man, and then you never saw him. You just saw the hat moving along, and then he'd smile. And his eyes would be open, and he'd be like, oh, I see, it's the porter.
That's terrible.
His name was Xerxes.
Xerxes?
So the girl on the train is on the train because...
She's like watching The Leftovers on her phone on the train, right?
She's watching The Leftovers on the train. Because she doesn't want her boyfriend at home to eat the leftovers from, and so she has a camera in the refrigerator, and she's got on her iPhone she can sit and watch the refrigerator, and if he goes near the leftovers, she zaps him. She's got a zapper, and so, but the thing is that the train doesn't stop because it's a nuclear powered train, and the engine breaks. So it's like they stole it from The Simpsons, but...
Is Denzel Washington driving this train?
Denzel Washington does not drive this train, but John Travolta is.
Oh, okay.
And there's a nuclear bomb on this train. And Howie Long's in this movie, and they fight over it. And then Christian Slater's in it. And they all say, ain't it cool a lot? And they're stealing the nuclear bomb because... The guy keeps touching the leftovers.
Okay.
The girl on the train. Rated R.
The girl's on the train.
What about Jack Reacher?
Jack Reach Around is a movie that's in the adult section of Redbox where a young man gets
in the dark Redbox.
Yes. A young man decides to pay his bills to go into gay pornography.
He gives reach arounds.
And at first he thought, well, I'm just going to be a power cop and I don't have to do any gay stuff. Because, you know, if you're just penetrating someone, you're not really technically gay. You're just having a good time.
Yeah, as long as there's a little heat in there, I don't care.
Yes, I like the jerky boys too. Hole to hole, unless there's a little heat in there, I don't give a fuck. But so Jack Reach Around does this gay porno movie with Tom Cruise. And right as he's finishing and, you know, he's having butt sex with him, the director says, you got to give him a reach around, Jack Reach. And he doesn't want to do it. So he reaches around and, you know, he says, can I pretend? You know, like, can we have a stunt penis? And, like, something fake. Like, something, like one of them realistic penises you can get at a hustler. So the director says, no, you gotta, you know. And in the meantime, that guy, his wiener goes down. So it goes from just being a reach around to actually having to fluff him with it. And so he really needs to pay his rent. And so he goes through with it. And then the rest of the movie is him trying to get the taste out of his mouth. So the next scene, he drinks a bottle of bleach, which tastes exactly the same. So he makes some raw pasta, which also tastes exactly the same. And then I swear to God, if you ever smelled raw pasta when, you know, before you make linguine, because I did that in my old job. I made linguine by hand and hung it on a clothes dryer, a fold them up clothes thing made out of wood. And it would hang it on there, and it smelled like semen.
I feel like your old red box had a lot more features inside than this one.
I used to work inside a pasta making
machine. I worked inside of a pasta maker. You know, the ones you used to buy at Sharper Image. And
oh, right. They okay. Said,
you
know,
you put it right next to your Solo Flex. I had a Solo Flex. It was the best coat rack I ever owned. So Zach reached around, tries two ways, and then he goes and gets some kombucha, and then he drinks a gallon of lighter fluid and finally gets the taste of semen out of his mouth. But it turns out that being Jack Reacher was what he'd always wanted to be. So congratulations to Tom Cruise. Jack Reacher.
There's somebody from the Church of Scientology on the phone for you right now.
I'm a Scientologist.
Oh, you are.
He probably wants more money.
Oh, do you have anything?
Well, I haven't made a lot of money working in the red box lately, so I haven't been able to afford my auditing. And
are you going clear?
I'm going clear. I need to get some new auditing done. There's a new church, built brand new church in Sandy Springs, and I went up there the other day to try to get auditing, and they said, well, do you have your $6,000? And I said, no. And they said, well, you know, you can't get audited without your $6,000. And I said, well, you know, I could go to a Catholic church and not give them a dime and then have all my sins absolved.
But you get paid in pencils, don't they understand?
They don't take 6,000 pencils. I just joined them because I thought it would make me a star.
Well, I mean, you're already a star.
I know.
Can you switch one of those red boxes over to Bitcoin or something?
Oh, that's a great idea, but nobody who sees sunlight knows how to use Bitcoin. All right, I got to get back to work. Is that all your movies?
That's all the ones I needed to know about.
If I were you, I'd go with Jack Reacher.
All right, Reacher it is.
Super.
Jack Reacher, taking it in the back.
You want me to sing a song?
I would. Can you do like the theme song from Jack Reacher?
Jack Reacher. He's the coolest guy in town. Jack Reacher around. He'll take care of your needs when your wife's out of town. Just go to the internet, sign on to Craigslist. You guys can be J-O buddies. You and Jack Reacher just sitting around watching porn. It's not gay. We're just jacking off and talking about what we like. Jack Reacher out. He'll take you downtown. Jack, he's a gas. He'll pump your ass. Jack, reach.
And just because it's a Tom Cruise, you just do like a medley and maybe do a little Danger Zone for me.
Danger Zone?
A little Highway to the Danger Zone.
Highway to the Danger Zone. Gonna take it right. Sure that's not the theme to Jack Reach Around? That's my Danger Zone. You stay away from there.
All right, that's my voice. Done doing that. Done. Ouch.
Thank you, RT.
He's gone. He just disappears. You know, he touches his nose.
Back into the box.
No, he goes back to the. He can teleport. He can teleport. That's right.
What he just vanishes. Poof. Back into the. Yeah.
He left his pencil here, though. Do you want it?
No, it stinks. I can smell it from here.
It's sticky. It does. It has an off-putting odor.
Smells like
not
raw,
to Jeff.
Smells like raw linguine.
Hey, trust me on that. I used to make raw linguine.
That's what you told everybody you were doing.
Yeah.
That raw linguine tastes like...
It doesn't taste like it. It tastes like raw linguine. It tastes like dough.
How do you know what it tastes like?
It tastes like bleach.
It smells like bleach. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Same thing. I used to make ravioli by hand. You'd make the stuff, mix it up, and then there was a crank, and you had to crank the dough through, and you would lay it flat on the ravioli mold, put the shit in there that's in your ravioli, put the mold on top of it, take a big wooden roller and flip it over and put it in the freezer.
Then Chef Boyardee would come in and beat the hell out of you.
You did it wrong, you stupid the moron. I'm going to face the fuck you again. I don't need to work so blue.
You don't.
I found out where that came from.
Where?
I watched the history of comedy. The only thing I took away from it is if you were in vaudeville.
You didn't like this week's, I'm sure.
I didn't watch it.
Wow.
If you worked dirty in vaudeville, they would come back and give you a little piece of blue paper telling you what you did wrong. So you were working blue.
So, yeah, I mean, I hear that some people frown on it.
Oh, that's 2017.
I mean,
you want to hear about my vagina?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, not everybody can be Jerry Seinfeld.
No, I guess not. Or Tom Regan.
Yeah. I mean, it's not for everybody.
I didn't watch this week's episode last week's episode of The History of Comedy because it was called The Funnier Sex.
Ooh. I know. That's why you refused
to watch
it. You
hate women.
I don't hate women.
Oh, I watched Ghostbusters.
Yeah? How bad was it?
Not that bad.
Not as bad as you think, but as bad as I thought.
How bad? Tell me.
You know... I didn't see the point of remaking it.
Yeah, I could have
definitely
told you that.
Not. You know, it had a couple of moments here and there, it drug on too long, and
right.
What
do you mean?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it was on. I watched it, and
yeah.
I played on my phone for the last 40 minutes of it. So, you know, I tried to hang in there for it. Kate McKinnon, of course, because I love her so much, and
yeah.
I mean, all of those women, I like them all. It just didn't need to be done. It just was a pointless remake. I don't understand why they remade it. It just didn't make any sense.
They made it because women can do anything.
It would have been different if they would have made them like the daughters of the Ghostbusters. If there would have been some continuation, like mm-hmm. there was some, give me some jumping off point. But you're just trying to just straight up remake Ghostbusters, but... They're women. I just don't understand the point of it. It just made no sense to me.
Well, the good thing is there won't be a sequel.
Thank God. Yeah, there was no point in having a sequel.
I'm sure
all.
It was better than Ghostbusters 2.
No, it wasn't.
Because
no.
Ghostbusters 2 is terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Pointless, dumb.
It just makes me mad because like all of those women are funny women, and they could have taken them and put them in another movie with an original script and actually maybe had a funny movie.
Right.
Because they are all funny people.
They
so
are. Yeah.
I don't know. But,
well,
you know.
We'll never know.
Cash grab.
All right, guys. Who's got themselves some staff picks this week?
Dick pics.
Jeff, do you want to go first?
No, mine's pretty quick. It's the High Court with Doug Benson. Starts next Monday, the 27th.
Does it have anything to do with pot?
Yeah.
I can't believe Doug Benson.
It's like People's Court, but Doug Benson like gets high and he's the judge.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that is funny. I want to watch that. What's it going to be on?
At midnight. After at midnight. So it's going to be on at midnight on Comedy Central.
At midnight?
Right, because at midnight's on at 11:30 now.
Ah, at midnight. It's the best late night show.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to set a recording for that. I didn't even realize that was coming on.
Yep, Monday it starts.
Okay.
Okay, my picks, the first one is the Eagles of Death Metal. I know that you're not, like, a huge fan. Remember you said you got drugged to a concert mm-hmm. or theirs one time.
Right.
I'm a huge Josh Holmes fan from Queens of the Stone Age mm-hmm. and whatnot, and this is one of his side bands. And I never realized, I mean, I've always listened to him. But I was never like a huge, huge fan of theirs or whatever. But I think most people know that they were at the Bataclan in Paris whenever it got attacked
mm-hmm.
by the terrorists or whatever.
Right.
And so HBO, actually Colin Hanks, Tom Hanks' son,
mm-hmm.
he's friends with these guys. So none of them would really talk about what happened after the whole thing because they didn't want to do any kind of gratuitous interviews about it. But since he's friends with them, he convinced them to, you know, kind of open up about it. HBO gave him the money, and he did a documentary on it, and it aired last week. And it's so good. It really is.
Now, this is their return to that venue to play
a
concert.
It is their return to the venue, but more than that, it actually is the backstory in how Jesse Hughes, the lead singer for Eagles of Death Metal, how he and Josh Homme became friends, like they're, you know, they're childhood friends. Mm-hmm. Actually, I really feel like you and Jeff would really, really relate to this.
Well, I want to watch it.
You'll really like it. It's, I mean, it's not all sad. It is very hard to watch, mm-hmm. Especially when they're retelling, and they do tell you every bit of what happened inside of that place, and it is very hard to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it is really a story of just a really great friendship between the two of them. I mean, it's incredible. Their friendship is really amazing. And just how rock and roll, man, like it just overcomes how you're just like, fuck it. And how they went back and still performed and overcome, you know, how terrifying that whole thing was and how they refused to let this whole thing crush them. And it's just really good. Even if you weren't fans of them, there's no way that you can't be fans of them as human beings.
Well, it's a universal story. I mean,
absolutely.
It's, you know, overcoming tragedy, dealing with it, how you handle it, how you return to the venue, and how you, you know, make, you know, rehumanize everybody.
Oh, 100%. I mean, and, you know, one of the reasons I've always loved Queens of the Stone Age is because I love Josh Homme's lyrics. His lyrics are always so, one of my favorite lyrics is, you know, I want something good to die for to make it beautiful to live.
Mm-hmm.
And actually one of the people that were in this, he quotes that line and he relates it to this. And I mean, as you watch it, I mean, it's very touching. So please watch it. It's called The Eagles of Death Metal, No Summies, which means our friends. And it's on HBO on demand. And I promise you will not be sorry. It's really good.
Okay.
And my second pick, which is way more fun, so gritty, graphic, violent, such a great time, is this Swedish movie. It's on Netflix right now with Stellan Skarsgård, and it's called In Order of Disappearance. And oh my God, you guys, this is such a great movie. It's such a good revenge flick. It's like if Tarantino and the Coen brothers got together and made a movie. And this guy, he's like a snowplow driver in Norway, and just the cinematic of him blowing the snow and shit. I mean, the way they show it or whatever, but he kills everybody.
Okay.
And every time he kills, I mean, it's so brutal, but so funny at the same time. So, I mean, like, I'll find myself laughing out loud when he's killing these people. So.
Okay. He's like, bork, bork, bork.
Hey, so wrong country.
The film is so good. Wrong. But anyway, In Order of Disappearance on Netflix, and they're remaking it. Liam Neeson's going to be doing the American version of it.
I'm going to get into my snowplow.
But you
don't have to money.
But you'll love
but
it.
I have a particular set of,
I have a particular bork, set bork, of skills. Bork, 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 bork. Been honors. All right. Well, my staff pick this week. You have to go back to February 1st. You have to be subscribed to the Joe Rogan podcast, and you have to get episode 911. That's 9/11. It's Alex Jones and Eddie Bravo.
Oh, no.
And this has been out a while. I've watched it a couple of times on YouTube. And it's just amazing. Alex Jones drinking bourbon and smoking weed with Joe Rogan, because it's legal in California.
Really?
Or wherever they... Yeah, it's California. It's got to be, I think. Or it's in a state where it's legal. They're sitting in the studio smoking weed, and Alex just keeps bringing up these great conspiracies. He's talking about Pizzagate. He's talking about aliens. He's talking about multi-dimensions. He's talking about the World Bank. He's talking about the globalists. The globalists. And it's amazing just to watch them go at it. And Eddie Bravo gets a little annoying toward the end. But I've just started getting into Rogan. I don't know why it's taken me so long, but he's such a good host.
Yeah.
He is just one of the best hosts. Now, I have tried several times, again, to get into Marc Maron. But he just, it's just too much for him. It's too intense.
I like his show. I liked his show better than his WTF, than the podcast.
Yeah, I tried to listen to the one with Norm MacDonald, and I know that Norm really opened up to him on that one, but just didn't get into it too much. I have to, you know, get bored, go on YouTube. I guess another thing, if you like Norm, you can find all of his appearances on Dennis Miller's radio show, and he cracks Dennis up so much, it's just, it's hilarious. So, and hey, Norm, if you're listening, which you're not, and I know you never will, you know,
come back to Atlanta
and do that YouTube show, man. He did. It was 2 years. He took off and he came back with a season 3, and he did 2 episodes. Stephen Merchant and Bill Hader.
Oh, that's all there were?
That's all there were, and it's been months. That's a great show that he does. I don't know what it's Adam Egget's busy or some shit, but I love that show. So anyway, yeah, that's my pick, the episode 9/11 of the Joe Rogan podcast with Alex Jones and Eddie Bravo.
All right.
Adam Egget was probably busy jerking off guys under the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, he does, yeah. Gives guys hand jobs under the, under the bridge.
Not reach-arounds.
No. Yeah, Norm's so old, I can't do that. You can do the old Norman down there. And, you know, he keeps coming, Dale Irvin there. Yeah?
Right. Yeah. I watched the video of him doing Bob Einstein, too. It was really good.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah.
It sounds exactly like him, doesn't it?
Totally.
The voice. Killer, yeah. Yeah. All right. I want to thank you. I want to say thank you to all of our Patreon patrons. You can go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Right now we have a $10 monthly donation will get you a shout out. And that's all it costs. I mean, that's fantastic. Just to hear your name on a podcast.
Bargain.
How about
steal.
That? You can hear your name. Wow, that's fucking sweet, man. If I heard my name on a podcast, I'd skeet.
I mean, your old man or your old lady, their knees will buckle.
Ah, hell yeah. So let's say thank you to Beth Van Elswick, Lou Caniglio, Joshua Schiffer, Mike Hall, David C. Funk and the Funky Bunch, Wendy Muller, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Matt Tenaglia, Amber Gilpatrick, the queen. She's the queen. Garrett Kemble, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, Jose Perales, and Trent.
Trent.
Now Jose Perales on
new guy.
No, he's not new. He's been a patron for a while. But he said something on the Radio Labyrinth.
What did he say? You blocked him?
I said I blocked him from my main account, my Tim Andrews here at Tim Andrews here.
Why'd
on Twitter.
You block him?
Because he said he's saying stuff about an old coworker of mine and that I had an obsession with, allegedly. So I blocked him.
Oh, really? Is that true?
I guess. I went and found him and unblocked him.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why. I used to get angry for no reason.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the old you. That's the old
coworkers, too.
Yeah.
That's the old single, lonely Tim.
I saw you sitting outside of a Mazda the other day, just sitting in the parking lot, staring in the window.
Just staring at you. Staring into a matcha pizza.
See, now you're married, and you're not going to die alone. You'll be all right.
No. I'm happy. I'm not thinking about my demise. Actually, I'm obsessed right now.
That's the only reason people get married.
No, you get married because you love somebody.
And so you won't die alone.
Well, you don't have to die alone. You die underneath a hookah. All right. That's the show this week. Next week, we will be back with a guest. And the guest's name is Jeff. No, his name isn't Jeff, but what's his name?
Chris Casper Kelly. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be here next week.
All right.
He's the dude from Too Many Cooks. And
have some news ready stuff.
Oh, I will, you motherfuckers. I'll be prepped the
gills.
Yeah,
Steph will be prepped, and as soon as we get done here, she's going to start her prepping.
All right. Start your prepping.
Get your prepping engine running.
Get your prep on. Get your prep on. Laura prep on. Laura prep on. All right. Till next week, please remember to keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.